So when I say we're going to run the ball, all right, if you want to load up the box, then we'll throw the ball. And this is why I always tell the receivers and everyone else, run the route like you're getting the ball each and every play, because the game changes. It changes. It's one thing to sit there and say this is the game plan on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, but we have to be I talk about mental agility and being able to really change. Instead, you know, the opposite of agility is rigidity. We can't be rigid in the way we play. We can't be rigid in the way that we think. And who knows, this week, you know, Jacoby may throw for 300 yards or Ramondre may run for 200 yards. I really don't know, and that's why I come out here to say it.
Okay, I think I know. Jacoby Brissett, 300 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 200 yards.
300 yards for Jacoby? I would say no.
What's more likely out of those two?
Ramondre.
Ramondre, 200.
Ramondre, 200-yard game. This season, I think we get one.
Oh, wow.
I think we get a 200-yard rushing game.
Plant your flag.
Yeah, that's right.
Say it with your chest, big dog.
Okay. I think Ramondre Stevenson gets a 200-yard passing game or rushing game this year. Wow. And I think Jacoby Brissett.
One would have been real bold.
Let me start over. Yeah. I think Ramondre Stevenson rushes for 200 yards in a game this season. I also feel very strongly that Jacoby Brissett will not throw for 300 yards in a game this season.
Well, as Gerard Mayo said, though, but maybe.
But maybe.
But man,
we don't know. That's why we got to play the games.
Yeah, but we do, though.
Do you think Jacoby Brissett, and I'm dead serious.
Yes.
Do you think he'll throw for 200 in a game?
Yes.
Look at you. Positive Jones.
200?
Did you see Jacoby Brissett?
220. That's such a low number.
So
keep
I guess.
If they're down.
No, that's true.
If they're down 28 to the Niners, they're just going to throw. Niners are going to let him throw.
They should chuck it, but you just never know.
Although, I say that. What did Aaron Rodgers throw for last week?
Not much.
Like 160,
and then
right?
Then got benched. That's the other thing, is if you're down so big, maybe they just take his ass out of the game.
Getting benched. Rodgers threw for 167. That does fly in my face.
Bo Nix threw for a .138 last week against the Seattle team.
No, I mean, in all honesty, scoring and passing was way down in week one. Way down.
Defense is ahead of the offense.
Defense is ahead of the offense. Defensive coach is making a comeback. Maybe. Yeah, to me, that feels fluky, but that was down, and that's a trend to watch in the NFL. It's hour number three, noontime hour. Here on Jones and Keefe on WEEI, Gerard Mayo was speaking about mental agility.
Yeah.
The opposite of that is rigidity.
Rigidity?
We're going to have to stay mentally agile, Keefe.
Yes.
Because the smell of food is now wafting through this studio.
Perfect timing. I was getting hungry.
So maybe we want some mental rigidity, actually, to stay on topic. But it's going to be hard with all this wonderful food that we just got dropped.
Well, and you know me. I like to stay home and watch my football.
Yeah.
I don't like to leave. I don't like to go anywhere. So what you can do is you can go to Shaw's, get stocked up on all kinds of food like they have dropped off here today.
Yeah, so I'm seeing this is like...
Yep.
Sandwiches on like
sandwiches,
a,
wings,
a pretzel bun. That looks like a looks like
it
a
does one, look like a pretzel bun.
Like I like
also,
a nice pretzel
cookie
bun.
Cake.
Cookie
I'm gonna
cake.
Eat an obscene amount of that cookie cake, and it's gonna
You're not gonna eat more than half of it, are you?
I might.
I feel like half is mine.
All right, we'll cut it down the middle.
Well, we got quarters
cake.
Back there.
Yeah, we can figure it
Hang
out.
On, let's cut Lanny and Nick out of this.
All right, they don't want it. They said
we each get a half.
But anyway, you can get all that stuff, and so Sunday at 1 o'clock, I like to be at my house on my couch watching the Patriots game.
Who doesn't?
So there you go. But I also want to be eating. I want to be eating a ton of food. So this is the plan.
I see wings over there.
Yes,
I forget to see them. I smell them. They smell
wonderful.
Smell
the wings, big platter
from over here. I see some guac.
Yep, fresh guacamole made in store.
Love that.
Yep.
Look, it's kickoff for Thursday Night Football here tonight. Patriots home opener this weekend. Football is, of course, back. And you can get ready for your team's game with a trip to Shaw's and Star Market. Tackle your hungry team with party platters, some of which we have dropped off here.
Good job by Terp. You can see it in the Twitch chat.
Oh, is it on?
Or the Twitch
great.
Video now if you want to take a look at it. Our table awaits us.
The cookie cake has our name on it?
Yes, it says Jones and Keefe on it. It's great.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Flip that. Can we flip that around for Twitch? Flip that upside down. Invert that.
Now you're... Oh, me?
Andrew's got that over there. Flip that around. Pick up sandwich platters, wing platters, shrimp platters, veggie platters, and more. They got your platters cornered.
Look at that.
Today we have pretzel slider snack trays, which I just saw.
On it.
We have a wicked good wing platter, which is a variety. I see wing. I see boneless. I see the fresh wok with chips and our custom chocolate chip touchdown cookie with Jones and Keefe on it. From the Star Market in Brighton.
This is like a little mini slider sandwich. Yeah. It's the pretzel bun.
Hammer that down.
Turkey and cheese.
Yeah, get in there. Shaw's party platters are made fresh. You can also order ahead in store or by phone or online at shaws.com/orderahead or starmarket.com/orderahead.
This is excellent.
Big thanks to our friends at Star Market here in Brighton. You can order from a variety of locations. So great stuff there.
I love that.
Stay mentally agile, Keefe.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you're a little too mentally agile.
You've lost me now.
Right, right over there to the food.
I'm out.
But again, big thanks to them, and a great place if you're looking for a party platter for your Sunday football needs. 617-779-7937. How do the Patriots game plan against the Seattle Seahawks, who did not give up a lot on the ground last week, to the Denver Broncos? Will the week one game plan work against Seattle?
Yeah, it will. I think against a team, not every team can you do that, right? Oh, yeah, my mouth's watering.
Yeah, chew that down.
No, but Seattle doesn't have a high-powered offense. And they have a couple good receivers. They have a good running back, although he's banged up in Kenneth Walker. Yeah, 100 yards on Sunday.
I don't know if we've even focused on that.
No,
that's
big.
A huge potential boost for them. Yeah. I haven't seen practice reports today. They're on the West Coast. They'll probably come out later. But if Kenneth Walker doesn't play, that's another check mark in your column.
So, you know, after their win over Cincinnati, we're talking about, all right, I don't know how sustainable, like, running and defense in 2024 is in the NFL. However, against a handful of teams on their schedule, I think you can win that way. And at home against Seattle is definitely one of those teams. Can the Patriots hold Seattle to under 14 points or under? Yeah, I absolutely think that they can. And then Ramondre Stevenson, can he have another big game? Like, they relied on him quite a bit last week. Can he do that again? I think so. Now, 17 games of that, unlikely. Just, you know, his own durability and wear and tear. And some teams are going to be better at stopping the run than others. But I think with Seattle, it'll be some gamesmanship. You know, we talked about how they have a defensive head coach. Both teams went from veteran defensive coaches to, like, young defensive coaches. But neither stepped outside that and went offense.
It is strange. And they both have, obviously, big shoes to fill with Mayo here replacing Belichick. But the same thing in Seattle, replacing Pete Carroll.
Pete had a lot of success. I mean, we kind of laugh at him a little bit because of his time here and his personality and everything. But he did win a Super Bowl, got to another Super Bowl, made a lot of playoff runs.
And won a Super Bowl with kind of a joke franchise.
Yeah, Seahawks.
And so,
you know, Dave Craig.
And look, I'm with you on the defensive thing and how both teams want to play. I'm 100% with you.
Yeah, so like Mike McDonald was the defensive coordinator the last couple of years with Baltimore. And so is he going to look at the Patriots and say, all right, all we got to do is stop Stevenson and then send everybody into the box and just try to load up on the run? And if that's the case, how quick will Van Pelt pivot away from that? And how many times will he even allow Jacoby Brissett to throw? Or it could be like last week where Cincinnati knew they were going to run. Everybody in the stadium and everybody watching on TV knew they were going to run, and they still could run. So that might, I don't rule that out. Like, I don't rule the Patriots offense being able to run even though Seattle knows it's coming.
Yeah, and so look, if they can, that's what they're going to do. And they're going to do that all year when they can. But as Mayo was asked, I think it was Curran who asked him, and Tom Curran will be on WEEI Afternoons today with Christian Arcan and Andy Hart starting at 2 o'clock here on WEEI. I think he's at 3:30 on Thursdays, if I'm not mistaken. But I think it was Curran who asked him, all right, fine, what happens when a defense declares and says, you're running, we know you're going to run, we're going to stop the run, we're going to take it away, we'll put eight guys in the box, whatever it takes, to take away Ramondre Stevenson. Then what? And Jerod Mayo sounds very confident about this. He said the same thing to the Greg Hill Show on Monday, that, well, we have answers. If somebody takes away the run, we have answers. It didn't look that way in week one. It didn't look like you had a lot of answers in the passing game. So I have less faith in that. Can they open things up? Can they unlock the passing game? I have questions, especially against this Seattle team. But I don't think the number they have to get to is very high. When we talked about this earlier today, Keith, we both said 17 points, two touchdowns and a field goal. And maybe one of those scores is on a short field because you created a turnover or something like that. Hell, maybe you get a defensive score. I don't think you have to get to a big number because without Kenneth Walker,
yeah,
especially if he doesn't play, Geno Smith flying cross country, where now I think you can take DK Metcalf out of the game to a degree. I'm not saying he'll do nothing, but I feel a lot better about Christian Gonzalez after week one.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Shadowing a receiver to a degree. He wasn't on Ja'Marr Chase every single play, but I think he had 20 of Chase's routes out of like 28.
Mm-hmm.
He held him to very low numbers throughout the course of the game.
Out of the end zone, obviously.
3 for 15, something like that. Out of the end zone, nothing dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I feel okay, much better than I would have, about Christian Gonzalez on DK Metcalf. And now what? It's Geno Smith without Kenneth Walker?
No.
Having to throw to Tyler Lockett and JSN? Flying cross country? I don't think they're going to score a lot.
Nope.
So 17 is the number. I don't think there's a lot this offense has to do. And I don't know if this is the week where they need to open up the passing game.
And it seemed like they got after Joe Burrow pretty good. I know Keon White had 2.5 sacks, but that was another question. You know, no Matt Judon, no Barmore. What kind of pass rush are they going to be able to get on whoever the quarterback is? Last week, Joe Burrow. This week, Geno Smith. And I think they can be disruptive there. Like, Keon White looked great. And you know,
he really did.
Like, he was a beast. We talked a lot more about the offense, but like he was fantastic. So can they do that again? Last week, Seattle allowed I think Geno Smith got sacked twice against Denver. But still, like, yeah, no, this defense certainly
were they both the safeties?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, good question. I don't even know.
Right, they're giving up safeties. So, yeah, but the Kenneth Walker thing is definitely significant. And they're not a high-scoring offense, even with Kenneth Walker in there. So that takes them down a peg or two. Plus, I do buy into that West Coast team playing on a 1 o'clock game on the East Coast. You know, I don't have all the stats on that, but it's pretty alarming. Like, it's pretty in favor of the home team. And so, yeah, this is a great spot for the Patriots, and they have to have a good amount of confidence after week one. They couldn't have known how the season was going to play out. They weren't as negative as we were about it, but they didn't know. And they go in and have a performance like that, they're going to be feeling pretty good about it.
617-779-7937. Rob's in Worcester on that very thing, the Patriots' expectations. Hello, Rob.
Hello, how's it going, guys?
It's going great.
Hey, so I just chiming in real quick for a little bit on the Patriots here. They played an absolute phenomenal game last week. So, hypothetically, let's say they got a good chance winning this week, and then they play the Jets again next week. So, say they go 3-0. Hypothetically, what's the possibilities of you guys thinking that they could be that sleeper team, win the division, and then go all the way to the Super Bowl?
Okay, well,
all right, Rob,
okay.
I love it. I love the
Super Bowl.
The excitement there.
Super Bowl is the only thing he said that I haven't said.
No, because you're a 3-0 guy, and you're even a division guy. I'm not. I don't think they can win the division.
But go to his scenario though.
3-0.
Start with he has them 3-0. Would you feel differently about their chances to win the division if they're 3-0?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, because one of them is a head-to-head game with a team that I think is going to win the division.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's a big swing. Like.
It's going to take for you to start buying in on the division. 3-0 start and a win in the division.
Yep.
Okay.
Win over the Jets.
I don't think that's unfair.
I thought they were going to go 0 for the division. I did think they were going to split these first two games. I've kind of pivoted off of that because I would not be surprised if they are 2-0. But I'm not going to come in on Monday and be like, 2-0, playoffs are on. Like, no. Like, they got a win over Cincinnati, which I did not expect. They won one of the few games I did think
Seattle,
they were going to win against Seattle.
Seattle is not a bonus game. Seattle is one we were giving them before the year started.
Right. So if they lose this Sunday, now it's sort of a wash. Be like, all right, kind of a surprise win, kind of an upset. Like, you're 1-1, thought you're going to be 1-1, and now you have four really tough games coming up.
Right, and you're right where we thought you were. Yeah. So, yeah, my expectations would go crashing down a little bit.
But, I mean, 3-0, I mean, especially for me or anybody else who had them winning under 4.5 games, and if they win their first three... Like, how do you not change your opinion of them?
No, it's true. So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. How would your expectations change if they get off to a fast start? And already, they're 1-0, which a lot of us didn't expect. You can jump in there. We'll get back into the passing game. How do they unlock some of these wide receivers? I thought Jerod Mayo had a very curious comment about that yesterday when he spoke with the media. I think he kind of took a shot at Jacoby Brissett. What's the timeline for Drake May? We can get back into that as well. Interesting answer from Evan Washburn, who was a sideline reporter for CBS Sports on the game this past weekend. Great detail and insight as to how they're bringing along Drake May. So stay tuned for all of that. We'll get to it.
Coach, it was a relatively quiet day from the receivers, but what did you see from that group on tape?
Yeah, those guys were doing the dirty work. And I would also say, if you turn on the film, we had guys open. And so when you go back to getting better from week one to week two, we just got to find those guys and give them an opportunity to make plays.
Guys on the film were open. Oh, boy, said Jerod Mayo. I'll tell you what was open. The door to this studio, the floodgates opened up.
We became very popular all of a sudden.
I have not seen people move at this station like that in God knows how long.
That's why what I like is they bring it and they leave it in the studio. So at least they have to come into the studio. Because if this was in the kitchen right now, it'd all be gone. Like we'd walk down there and there'd be nothing left.
I mean, I'm a little surprised that... What happened to those sandwiches?
Yeah, they disappeared.
By the way, big shout out to Shaw's and Star Market.
Did disappear a little
bit. But, like, I'm a little surprised, quite frankly.
Yep.
And so, wonderful food drop.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Pretzel slider, sandwiches there, turkey and roast beef. There was their ham.
I had that.
Did you
good.
Get a ham?
No, I had turkey.
I hammered down a turkey.
I'm a turkey greater than ham guy for me.
I had a nice wing.
I had a wing.
Which you're going to see and probably can't unsee on social media here coming up, at Jones and Keefe on Twitter.
Yeah, Terp took a sneaky video without your consent.
And Instagram. Yeah, no, I was not.
Did not consent.
It was not. I wasn't caught quite in the act like a certain national football commentator.
Well, he was hacked.
I was
actually. He came out and said he wasn't hacked.
That's what I should say. I should say I was hacked. Oh, did he?
Yeah, he did.
The grab bag.
No, we can do it now.
Okay.
You want to do it now, real quick?
Yeah, sure.
So Shannon Sharpe yesterday was trending on Twitter for something that he did on Instagram. Now, you can go Instagram live, right? Greg Hill goes Instagram live quite a bit. You can just, it's easy.
Always dangerous when you go live. Javon Baker talking about what's going on.
Good point.
At the airport, always
Antonio
dangerous.
Antonio Brown had a bunch of Facebook live or Instagram live ones that are a little bit reckless. And so Shannon Sharpe was trending. I'm like, what's Shannon Sharpe trending for?
Like,
so, oh my God. So I clicked on it, as I often do.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't, but I did.
Shannon's going live. He's an in-shape man.
He's absolutely in shape. He's a Pro Football Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah.
Thorn in the side of the Patriots for many years. So I click on it, and it's actually more audio than it is visual.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's very much audio. So it's Shannon Sharpe.
Leaves a lot to the mind.
Yeah, so basically the phone is like on the ground, and so all you see is like the wall or the ceiling or like whatever, right? That's it. What are you laughing about? Just because you know And then it is...
Let my mind wander.
I don't know if Lanny, you can describe it any better, but it's really just the sound of passionate lovemaking between two people.
I'd say that's
what it sounds like.
It's very spot on.
Co-sign.
Co-sign on that.
Yeah, very on
those. There was some, this is going to get graphic, folks.
Yeah.
Maybe earmuff it if you have a kid in the car.
Yeah, sure.
Shannon Sharpe's was growling, it sounded like. There was like a growling, like panting, like a heavy breathing for sure.
What? We sure it was just him.
No.
I think I heard some heavy breathing.
Yes.
From another
voice. That was easier to listen to. The lady was a little bit easier to listen to. The Shannon part was uncomfortable. And so that went on for several minutes. And so with the Facebook Live, or I'm sorry, Instagram Black. Live. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, what a hero he is.
Yeah. Seriously.
It went on for several minutes.
Yeah.
And so, but then people can comment live in the, I can't read all the comments, but the comments were outrageous. And
the comments.
That's not the video.
No, it's DMX.
Yes, it is. So they're all calling him Unk, because like he refers to himself as Unk. So everyone's calling him Unk.
Yeah.
And
come on, Unk.
Yeah, so people were
you're live, Unk.
People, you're live.
They're
Unk's growling.
There are like, kids. There are kids on this feed, Unk.
So he originally, it's like, oh, holy smokes. So then he comes out and is like, he has a story where it's like, I've been hacked.
Got it.
Oh, so that's what he started with.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
I've been hacked trying to figure out who hacked.
Yeah, classic.
Who hacked it?
Ray Allen, I think, created that one.
So this is what I would say.
Yeah.
Nobody has ever been hacked.
No.
The only people who... Okay, let me amend that. The only people who have been hacked are the ones that are like, buy this crypto, here's a link, here's
that's
a link.
That's a hack. Jalen Brown the other day, hacked.
Yeah, hacked. Yeah, okay, yeah, so people have been hacked, but it is very obvious.
Mm-hmm.
It is very... just spam links, and it's like nonstop. Somebody got into your account, you have millions of followers, and they're like, buy this crypto. They change it to the little monkey picture or whatever. Like that, those guys, hacked.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody else, when it's like
sex noises with your phone staring at the ground on Instagram,
or a one-off, remember, like the Ray Allen stuff? Like, dude, you thought that was a DM. It was not a DM.
Yeah. I was hacked.
That's very specific. Mm-hmm. It was to one person.
It was a little too specific.
It was very specific.
And I can't really unsee it, Ray Allen.
No, that was, that is kind of burned into your memory. So Shannon Sharpe had quite a day. But then he followed that up. And he kind of moved on from I was hacked.
He distanced himself from that.
Yeah, into like I made a mistake. So he also claims
a very, very, enjoyable mistake, but I made a mistake.
So he did. He said he was disappointed in himself and he did not intend for that to happen. Mm. And what he claims is he went into his room and threw his phone down and then began.
Bam.
Well, yes.
In more ways than one.
Correct.
But bam, he hit the button to go live.
So he claims he's never gone Instagram live.
This is why I envision him just like sports take, going live, forgot to turn it off, left it, and immediately went to.
No, he was obviously with this woman, and then he decided
doing what he was doing.
Correct.
Yeah,
but just so on my phone right now. If you want to go to Instagram live, you have to one hit the Instagram app.
Yep.
Then for me, you got to go down here, hit this button for like sort of like a share thing.
Uh-huh.
Then it says like post story real live. Then you got to also click live. And then from there, you also have to click go live.
That's like five buttons.
It's like at least five clicks.
Okay. I didn't have sex with a porn star.
So he just throws the phone down and claims he went live. So now at this point, so my head's spinning.
This button click five times.
So this is what it comes down to. So Shannon Sharp initially said he was hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Then he fessed up to it because he's like, nobody's buying that.
Nice.
So now he's like, my bad, I didn't do that. Or is this just a way to get attention? Did he do this on purpose?
Well, he succeeded in that. There's no doubt about that.
Well, as I said, it doesn't make him look bad.
No.
In fact, it makes him look pretty great.
What's the harm?
No harm.
What's the harm?
It was just a couple of adults.
Consenting adults. He enjoyed it. She enjoyed it. The chat.
The chat had a blast.
Very much enjoyed it.
Everybody's talking about Shannon Sharp now for like nonstop for a day and a half.
Yeah.
He says he's embarrassed, but I don't know if he's embarrassed.
Nah.
I just think it's not that easy to go Instagram live. I really don't. I feel like it's so many buttons. Like,
you just throw your phone down
and do that. So, I butt dialed you. It's like, you butt Instagram lived me? Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, seriously. I just like the idea of him spitting sports takes and then 5 seconds later, he's just into the bedroom.
I like that.
I like that's how his life goes. Yeah. He's just like, hey, wait in there. I just got to go live with a few a few takes on Russell Wilson.
I got the Patriots going 2-0 this week, taking down the Seattle Seahawks.
Bam! Throws his phone on the ground.
So all the headlines, too, are like, Shannon Sharp accidentally airs sex audio on IG Live. It's all the audio.
See, now here's
bizarre.
Well, this is what makes it more likely that he did it on purpose, is just the audio. There's no video.
Is it in the history of celebrity adult films?
Yeah.
Is this the first audio only?
I think it might be.
Lanny, can you think of an audio?
How disappointed
only?
Are you? You're clicking around on, LimeWire and you're getting all in the audio only.
I would have never searched out just audio.
Yeah, it's not even that. Would be a new anybody. Niche. That would be a new niche.
The Kim K, Ray J audio
just
only?
Audio.
Don't need that.
I have
One
Kim
Night
K
in
on
Paris?
Tape.
One Night in Paris audio only?
Tape.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
I feel like
let me tell you, nothing rang out like there's a Paris Hilton tape. When I was a freshman at Northeastern, nothing rang out across that campus ever. Nothing could have.
Wildly disappointing.
People running home to their computers.
Super disappointing.
Guys,
the first one or the second one?
Was there a second one?
Yeah, there was.
Well, it had to have been the first.
The first one was like the night vision.
It was like the night vision one.
Yeah. Like the Buffalo Bill one.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm good.
That one
was horrible.
That's the one I saw.
Yeah, no.
Let me tell you, people, guys, girls, running home to computers. What's going on with this?
The Pam Anderson one is the one that set the world on fire.
Many people say it's the GOAT.
It is the GOAT. It was also like...
I didn't need audio only of that either.
Kind of only... That was like early internet.
Yeah.
So they even made the TV show about it, how like that creep that got it, then he was like putting the tape out. You like send in money and then hope to get a VHS tape of it. Like, it's insane. Desperate times, though, I suppose.
I would, if I knew about it, I might have tried that.
You would have thrown some money in the mail and just like hoping that you were going to get a tape back in the mail?
Horny 13-year-old me? Yeah, probably.
That's probably true.
Probably, I'm like, Pam Anderson?
Mom, do you have any stamps?
Like, what?
Why?
No reason.
Yeah.
Can I borrow your checkbook?
Don't I have a savings account?
The product code in these little squares.
Don't I have a savings account somewhere?
No.
Didn't grandma give me $20?
No.
Why?
Yeah, that was a risk.
No reason.
I think Shannon Sharp's created a whole new market, though.
Yeah.
The audio only. Because I don't think this
ASMR hardcore porn.
Yeah. Because I don't think
it
didn't get taken down by Instagram, right? I'm sure he took it down.
No, perhaps.
But would that get flagged? I don't think so. Because it reminds me of the old, remember the Adam Sandler comedy CD, Sex or Weightlifting?
You know what's, what's crazy?
There are no dumbbells in here.
We are definitely having sex.
It sounds like people having sex. No. Military press. Military press.
Weren't we talking about that? Weren't you guys talking about that 2 days ago? This was before this
came
out.
Well, me and Lanny talk about this
Sandler
comedy.
No, I'm just saying, but it's very ironic that you were just talking about that.
Shannon Sharp heard us.
Now Shannon Sharp, yeah.
But yeah, pretty good.
Wow.
Maybe he was just bouncing a basketball in his hotel room.
That's what he should have gone with.
With a Jimmy Butler defense.
Wow. So anyway, so he's gone away from he was hacked. Interesting.
Yeah, so he went with that for like a moment and then bailed,
yeah,
which
he's
I
like, this
I respect
is so fake.
Like, because nobody believes the hack.
Yeah. But watching me eating watching me eating a wing, I can still claim hacked on Terp, right? I can claim that?
Yeah. You were definitely hacked.
Because I don't think that's
going to
start.
We're going to post the audio of you eating the wing and be like, that's him having sex.
I mean, similar noise making. Again, shout out.
Where is he working now?
Shout out Johnson Star Market. Yeah, he is at ESPN.
He is,
yeah,
ESPN.
Yeah. He's first take.
What did you say?
He's in Brazzers. First, first take. That was where he's at. Yeah. Him and Mad Dog. You imagine walking in the next day, Mad Dog being like, yeah, you know, I saw you on the Instagram.
Dog was all fired up at the Jets yesterday.
Yeah, yeah,
he was really steaming about it.
I went from 6 to midnight now, Shannon.
Here you go.
Me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey.
No, didn't.
I'll get it in.
Jeez.
That's not the problem. Having sex isn't the crime, isn't the story.
Wait a minute.
He's out of control.
Get it in? That's what he said?
Yeah.
What a defense.
I don't know. Like, this second act of his life is like better than the player. Shannon Sharpe post-playing career might be better than the player.
I like him as a player, but not when I was a kid. I hated him as a player.
Oh, hated him.
Oh, they're killing the Patriots.
Yep.
Calling the National Guard because we're killing the Patriots. Hated him.
You know who I liked better as a kid was his brother, Sterling.
Sterling Sharpe?
Sterling Sharpe was a player.
Let me tell you.
Neck injury or back injury? He had a horrible injury.
Yes. Spine, something like that. No, Sterling Sharpe. I like Sterling Sharpe on TV.
Sterling Sharpe on TV? Where's he on TV?
Wasn't he part of Sunday Countdown? He's part of the ESPN.
Was he?
Now I put myself out there.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, he might have been. Oh, on the old school, like, Boomer and Tom Jackson group?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Long
been.
Time ago. Talking circa 1990.
Maybe.
Nine.
He's a Hall of Famer.
No, he's not.
Sterling?
Sterling Sharpe?
Sterling's in the Hall of Fame.
No, he's not.
College Football Hall of Fame. Okay.
I was going to say.
Well, the thing popped up and said Hall of Famer. I'm like, oh, that's a little misleading.
Let me just tell you, I would love to have the self-confidence to just be on national TV and be like, Unk, get it in.
Unk, get it in.
I would love to. Can I hear that again?
I told you that. That ain't the problem.
Let me hear that one more time. Just being a viral male. That's all I was doing.
It was me being a healthy, active male. I mean, y'all thought I was bull jiving. Hey, Unk, get it in. Real talk.
That is real talk.
Yeah, he's not going to beat around the bush.
I was like in the Long Came Polly where he's like, he's an active man. He's sexually active within the community.
Within the community.
Sterling Sharpe played all 16 games his entire career and then was just done after he got hurt.
Give me some numbers.
What about 1992? He led the league with 108 catches, 1,461 receiving yards, and 13 touchdowns. That's the triple crown for receivers. He also led the league in receiving.
He led in all three?
All three.
I missed you say that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then his last year in the NFL was 1994, 18 touchdown catches. The league.
I got an idea for you, Sterling.
Go ahead.
Maybe you go live.
Oh, come on.
Maybe you get a little attention.
Audio only, or you want a little visual?
Well, you got a one-up Unk now. So now you got no choice.
Yeah.
Unk get it in.
He kind of cornered you.
I think there might be a sequel to this video based on his confidence there. I don't think we've heard the last of Shannon Sharpe.
I just like the idea of having to deal with, like, Stephen A. and Mad Dog.
I bet those guys are probably high-fiving him when he gets in there.
I want the jocular nature of that.
A little bit.
I like that. Okay. Nice.
Shannon Sharpe. Trending.
Hacked or not.
And
apparently not.
No, apparently not.
I hadn't heard
that. I love how that was the defense, though, for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, this and
now he's, now he's leaning into it.
Nope.
Don't get it in.
Okay.
I mean, I'll tell you what. Next time he goes live, though, he's going to have some eyeballs on that thing.
Yeah. I know.
No doubt about it.
Where was the post? I'm trying to find the post where he says he was hacked.
I can't find it. It was amazing.
Maybe he's deleted it.
Yeah, no, I think he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
He's like, you know what? I can't hide behind this bull jive anymore. I can't be hiding behind that.
Nice.
Somebody's had to have reached out. Hey, Shannon, for $10,000 or $100,000, you can do a movie for us, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
It's always like the next step
that comes with some production
company reaching out to
him.
All right, so here's...
pole vaulting
guy? Pornhub has definitely brought him in for something. Yeah.
They offered him something. Yeah. Here's... all right, so Shannon Sharpe, this is from SI, shared an intimate Instagram live video on Wednesday afternoon to his 3.2 million followers... And it got more than 6.4 million people watching. So 6.4 million at the time they wrote this.
Any idea how long the video was?
It's none of your business, lady.
No, I mean, it's just, you know, not like, just trying to curious, like, how many people stuck with it is what I'm trying to.
I saw it because I only saw it on Twitter, and somebody had it like 2 minutes, but then somebody also posted one that was like 4.5, so I don't know how long the whole thing ended up being. But
were there credits at the end? It's just all him.
It's like
starring
Kris Jenner. How'd you get in on that? So he put on Twitter and Instagram, quote, "Beware, My @ShannonSharp84 Instagram was hacked this morning. My team and I are working vigorously to figure this out.
You sure about that?
My team and I.
Yeah.
They vigorously.
The team decided, let's just tell the truth.
Me and that lady.
He says, I threw my phone on the bed, engaged in an activity. I did not know IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on, so I don't know how it works. And all of a sudden, my other phone started going off. Two phones.
Brag. Second phone. Nice.
Two phones.
They were like, hey, Unk.
He is busy.
What are you doing, Unk?
Busy man.
Interesting point. I don't think the man should lose his job, but interesting point. Paul Pierce, this is in the Twitch chat.
Yeah, you're right.
Paul Pierce lost his job over less.
He really did.
I'm not advocating for the man to lose his job. I don't think he should. But it's a good point.
Yeah, Paul Pierce was
The mouse turned real quick on Paul Pierce.
Yeah, now he was in a Instagram Live, right, where it was him.
With strippers.
Few strippers.
Yeah. Smoking weed.
A lot of weed.
Yeah.
But he was just kind of having a good time. Yeah, I don't know why he lost his job.
Me neither.
For that. Shannon Sharp definitely shouldn't lose his job for this.
No.
It's just kind of funny.
They did draw. It's kind of the line in the sand they drew, though. It's kind of hard to.
He goes, my heart
walked that back.
He goes, my heart sank. I called my agent. I called the agency. I called ESPN, and I thought, just tell them the truth. My phone wasn't hacked. It wasn't a prank. It was me being a healthy, active male. That's the best part. Guys, I really screwed up. I'm actually just incredibly fit. I'm kind of built for this.
Couldn't you hear? You know what? Actually, how fit is he when you hear it, actually?
He is quite fit. He sounds like he's about to pass out and die in a minute.
Hey, Shannon, you know, after listening to your video there, how fit are you, actually?
Chad Ochocinco was like, dude, you need to work on your cardio.
Yes, seriously.
He's doing a podcast with Ocho.
Oh.
Yeah. Unk and Ocho.
Nice.
That's what they call it.
Is that what they call it?
I think they might. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, no, he's not skipping any arm and leg days, but yeah, maybe working some cardio. Coming from a cardio guy, mixing a little cardio there, Shannon.
Dude, wasn't the other thing with Shannon Sharp real quick? Remember he and like John Morant's dad had like a big feud? Remember
there's
a whole thing like on the court side?
Yeah.
I don't know what that's even about. Be like they were like mad at each other, like real mad, like big mad.
Yeah, no, big mad.
Who knows?
No doubt about it.
Who knows?
Shannon was grunting at him.
Well, heard that. Heard that.
617-779-7937. Anyway, I will claim hacked when it comes to me eating that chicken wing.
Yep.
I'll look for that shortly on @JonesandKeefe. We can get into the Patriots unlocking the passing game. I do want to circle back to that. Drake May, an update on how the Patriots have been using him in practice. What does it mean for how soon we see the Patriots rookie quarterback? That's next.
Well, what sort of challenges did the Seahawks defense present, and do you see similarities to what the Ravens did last year?
Yeah, obviously, Mike's done a good job dating back to his Raven days, and the way he calls the games, and dating back to the Ravens, and even this year with those guys, they keep you on your toes. You know, got a lot of really good players on defense, guys that have made the Pro Bowl, and some of the better players in this league, and so he uses those guys very well within his scheme. We got to be on our P's and Q's. It's going to be a big one for us. Obviously, it starts today with, first and second down and trying to, master that plan right now. And then moving forward throughout the week, because the more like third downs and red zones and the situation gets, that's when, they get better.
Jacoby Brissett talking about the Seahawks defense, the matchup this weekend. How do the Patriots unlock the passing game? Scoreboard for me over here, Keith, on the Shaw's and Star Market tally. Great platter that they dropped off.
Yes.
I think it'd be two sandwiches, two wings, whole bunch of chips and guac, big slice of cookie cake.
I was going to say, I'm close to half that cookie cake. I am close. I mean, a lot of cookie cake.
Yeah, I grabbed like a sliver of cookie cake, which I immediately regretted. I should have taken more.
You had a big piece
of that cookie
Feeling
cake.
Great.
So again, shout out to Shaw's and Star Market. If you need a place to order for all of your Sunday needs, that's the spot to do it. Shaw's.com/order ahead or starmarket.com/order ahead. On Brissett and that defense and the matchup here. How do the Patriots get the passing game going? And I did think it was interesting that Jerod Mayo said, and we played it a couple of times for you now, pop on the film, guys, we're open. I think that's a shot in some ways at Jacoby Brissett, whether he meant it that way or not.
Right.
Okay, well, if the guys are open and the quarterback isn't seeing them, whose fault is that? And I think, as you said earlier, Keith, he's trying to compliment the wide receivers, and he's trying to really probably compliment himself and the coaching staff. Well, actually, guys are open, and the offense should get better. I think that's what he's trying to say.
Right.
But on top of that, he's kind of throwing his quarterback under the bus.
Yeah, he's throwing the quarterback under the bus a little bit. There is that, all right, well, we're giving him another week, so let's see what happens. And if it's 2 weeks in a row where you're saying, hey, we missed some throw or missed some open guys, then that really starts to become a problem to snowball. But it also could lead to maybe more Drake May, or open the door up to Drake May coming in, even though they're winning. Like, let's say they're winning and they're playing competitive, but the quarterback is giving you what he gave you before, which mm-hmm. was good enough, picks up a first down or two with his legs, but is only thrown for a $120. And if Van Pelt and May are saying, man, there goes Polk open again. Oh, there goes Pop Douglas open again. And yeah, I'm glad he didn't throw a pick, but it's 2nd and 7. It could have been 1st and 10 with like a 15-yard gain. Like, if they start seeing that, that opens the door up to my possibility of Drake May playing earlier in the season, even when the team is having success. It might not all be about wins and losses for Drake May to take over for Jacoby Brissett.
So let's pick up with that. Evan Washburn was the sideline reporter for the game on Sunday. And I said this earlier, but it's true. He was in the production meetings, Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Which is where you get valuable behind-the-scenes information.
Right.
So here's what Evan Washburn had to say about Drake May and how the Patriots are preparing him behind Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby's the starter. He won the job in the offseason in training camp. Drake May's the number two. But during the week, he gets 30% of the first-team reps. And for those that don't know, a backup in a normal NFL situation, if they get 5 to 10% of the first-team reps, that would be a lot. On top of that, when he's running the scout team, he's not getting a heads up of what he's going to face. So it's not a situation where he's there just to help out the first team defense. They want to use that as live game reps, if you will, for Drake May to face what appears to be, after what we saw yesterday in Cincinnati, a top tier defense in New England.
Okay, so a couple of things. Number one, he's getting 30% of the snaps, which aligns with what Phil Perry said and I guess reported prior to the game on Sunday. He had increased reps, but I don't believe Phil, unless I've missed it, had the percentage that Washburn had there. Just about one out of every three were going to Drake May, which speaks to a lack of conviction in Jacoby Brissett and a commitment to preparing May to play at some point and some point soon. Number two, the second piece to that report, they're giving him live looks. He's not just running the scout team where he's running the opponent's plays or the defense is running the opponent's plays. No, they're giving him live looks, almost like they were in training camp in the offseason. So what does all that tell you, Keith?
I think it means that Drake May could play sooner rather than later, regardless of how good the team looks. I think he could just take over for Jacoby Brissett. I think that might be the plan. Like, we didn't know what the plan was, but they kept hitting us over the head during camp that they had a plan. And when Mayo was asked about the plan for Drake May, one of the first things he brought up was Jacoby Brissett. And then he also talked about throwing rookies right in. And maybe some of us thought he meant like rookies just playing at all in their first year. But maybe what it meant was just rookies playing in that first month and sort of just being around the team, kind of, you know, go through what the play calls would be. But also, you're not going to get better if you're not playing.
Right.
And if you're not playing in the games on Sunday, you better be practicing a little bit. And so if he's getting 30% of the snaps, that sounds like to me it's way more than just, well, if he gets hurt, we need to be ready. That is, at some point, he is going to pass him. And it also opens the door to not just how Jacoby Brissett looks in the games, but what if two-thirds of practice, Brissett is kind of kicking the ball around, and then one-third of the practice, Drake May looks pretty good. At some point, won't the guys in the huddle be like, yeah, like, we're a little ahead of schedule for where we are. Like, why don't we go to this guy?
We could be better.
He's a more dynamic player.
Well, so you said earlier, they could be 3-2, just to pick a number.
Yeah.
And you think going to Drake May would be in play?
I do.
See, well, I don't.
Okay.
I think if they're 3-2, and you bring up the locker room and the rest of the guys on the team, I think they owe it to the team to keep with what they're doing and winning the games.
What if it's 3-2, and it is 140 yards passing average per game?
Mm-hmm.
It's four total touchdowns, one pick, right? One or two picks, somewhere in there.
Yeah, as long as he's not turning it over, I think he keeps the job.
Yeah, okay.
Even if it's low passing volume and not a lot of scores, as long as they're winning and he's not turning it over, he'll keep the job.
See,
is my belief.
Yeah. Well, Mayo even said, and I thought it was more of a line that he had to say when they finally announced who the quarterback was. Remember, it was like that day. Like,
yeah.
I know, but I'm not going to tell you. So then the next day he did tell you, and it was really quick. But he's like, you know, Jacoby's our quarterback for the year. Because, again, you can't put a date. Like, he's our quarterback for the first month, and then we're like, you don't say that. But I was thinking, there's no way you're going to play Jacoby Brissett all season long and not play Drake May. And if you're already giving him this many reps early in the season, and you're not just going all in for Jacoby Brissett and getting the quarterback ready week to week, I feel like they are looking for an avenue to get him in there. And there's a lot of different ways, right? Because what if somehow, some way, Jacoby Brissett's playing really well, but they just somehow lose like four or five close games in a row and they're 1-5, 1-4. Or they could be 3-2.
That scenario, I could see Drake May going in.
So losses, you put Drake May in.
Yeah,
but what if the play is just like not great? Like, it's not insane. It's not like a Mac Jones meltdown, but it's like,
it's not great, but they're winning. I think he keeps the job.
Even if it's more of, well, there were some throws out there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we both agree on this. The range of outcomes with Drake May, and this is good and bad, but the range of outcomes with Drake May is so much wider. You're just inviting the unknown, where you could have a 4-pick game, which you're not going to have with Brissett.
Same with, like, you could have a 4-touchdown game.
No, I agree.
But you wouldn't have it with Brissett.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. I get it.
I don't think, if they're winning, they're not just going to look at inviting in a nightmare scenario, even at the expense of costing themselves some upside. I think if they're 1-4, like you said, or 1-3, they won the opener against Cincinnati. They lose the next 3 weeks, which I don't think is going to happen. I think they win against Seattle. I think they win against the Jets.
But if they really thought...
But if they're 1-3, they could go to Drake May week 5. They definitely could.
So, and they got to prepare, I guess, for everything. But if they were really confident that, barring injury, that Brissett could be the quarterback all year, I feel like Drake May's stats would be lower than 30% of practice.
No, for sure. Yeah, Washburn said it in that clip.
Yeah.
5-10%.
Way more than most.
5-10% would be a lot. He's getting 30%. So, and again, that was going into Cincinnati. They hadn't had practices when Washburn did this interview on Monday or Tuesday. So that was going into Cincinnati. Maybe he'll get less this week because they won the first game and you call off the dogs a little bit. But that might have been a scenario where we're going into Cincinnati. We might get crushed. May might play in the second half, and we might be getting him ready to start week 2.
So if Brissett,
that was a scenario they might have had in their head, which is why he was getting so many reps. I'll be curious the reporting this week, and maybe there's been some and I've missed it. How many reps is he getting at practice this week?
So does the, after the first game, do you think Jacoby Brissett made the gap between he and Drake May bigger, smaller, or the same?
I think it's the same. Yeah. I just think you call, he,
I mean, they got the win, so that's huge.
Right.
But like, his overall performance was good enough.
I take that back. I guess he probably increased
better.
It slightly.
Slightly. Yeah, I can see that.
Largely the same, but I guess if I got to pick one or the other, probably he increased the gap a little bit.
617-779-7937.
Shannon Sharp had another comment that I'm just seeing now.
What was this now? Was he hacked?
No. He told this to Ocho on, is that where we pulled the audio from earlier?
Podcast? Unc and Ocho or something.
Yeah. He said, she might need an ice pack, but nobody was harmed in the making of
that. Lord.
That's what the man said.
God, Lord. Doth protest too much. I don't need to hear that. I've heard enough.
Come on, Unc.
I was going to say, I'm not a carpenter, but I carry around a hammer.
It's a family show, Unc.
Jeepers, creepers.
Wow. Yeah. Well, maybe they'll have some of that coming up on WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. Stay tuned for it at 2 o'clock. We have the grab bag at 1:45. We have more on the Patriots as well. This matchup this weekend with Seattle, we discuss how they unlock the passing game. We discuss the timeline for Drake May. If you want to jump in, you can. Again, 617-779-7937. Our defensive coach is making a bit of a comeback. We'll get to that as well. Plus, the Red Sox. Are they back? Big win last night.
Big win.
At Fenway Park. Still 4 games back.
All right.
We'll get to them next.